on the treatment. Partners in Health's intense monitoring of patients has helped Peru do far better on this issue than many other places in the world. Globally, drug-resistant TB treatment is successful only about half the time. But according to the Peruvian Ministry of Health, three-quarters of the patients here finish their treatment completely cured. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Lima.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities and Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat is 545, up 5. September, 555 and 3 quarters, up 5 and a quarter. Soft July wheat is 512 and a quarter, up 2, and September, 519 and a half, up 1. July corn, 360 and a half, down 1 and a half. September, 367 and a half, down 1 and 3 quarters. December, 378 and a quarter, down 2. Go out to July of 16 at 403, down 1 and 1 quarter. July soybeans trading 941 and 3 quarters, down 4 and a half. September 921 and a quarter, down 4 and 3 quarters. November 918 and a quarter, down 5 and 1 quarter, now down 5 and a half. July soybean meal 303.90, down 3.20. July soybean oil 32.24, up 6 cents. June live cattle trading 151.37 and a half, down 60. May feeders 219.60, up 25, and June lean hogs 82.10, and they are down 5 cents. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning.
I suppose that we need to talk about technicals as a lead off of this morning, especially in that soybean market, which has shown big declines in the last two trading sessions, although they've come off their lows a little bit after the opening bell this morning, but certainly have made new lows for the year, new multi-year lows too, because they're lower than last year as well.
Right, right. It's frustrating. There's no question about that. I mean, you know, we put in new contract low close yesterday, you know, and it just seems to continue, you know. And it's not hard to understand from the standpoint that the expectation is with the continued rain we might see more acres turn, you know, change over to beans that we're currently expected to go to corn, and the South American crop just continues to get bigger. U.S. dollar at least is rallying a little bit, which might keep some of the South American beans off the market. But the trade is not totally ignorant to the idea that if the U.S. dollar doesn't continue to go higher, the likelihood of beans coming onto the market from down there is real. I mean, when you look at the Brazilian real, it's lost. They've lost 27% of their price gain against the dollar in the last year compared to yesterday a year ago. And so they definitely, you know, they've been hanging on hoping that the dollar would just go higher and higher because it makes their local, they get more local currency because everything's based on U.S. dollar. But it's not happening. And so, you know, there's not only a wall of beans down in South America, but we know that on the March 31st report or the March grain stocks report, U.S. farmer was sitting on 45.7%. You know, how much has moved? If you look at basis, you know, basis has gotten stronger again. It just says farmers are not selling.
Does the current price of November soybeans at 918 reflect the idea that the soybean planting will be some 1.5 million acres or more larger than USDA's current estimate, and that the potential carryover will be somewhere between 400 and 500 million bushels Or, in other words, is all of that priced into the marketplace at this price point?
I don't think so, to be honest with you. I think some of it is in there, but I think there's still plenty of people who are sitting back. You know, right after the report came out last week, we saw some private sources come out and say that they thought that the carryout could be anywhere between $430 and $640 million. You know, that was, and then you saw Informa's numbers come out at 87.2 million acres. I guess it all comes down to, do you believe that we're going to average 46 bushel to the acre? And so I think that I don't believe it's all built in here yet. They're going to want more information before they really take it down the next step. But, you know, if the next crop ratings come out and it doesn't look like, and we got more beans in and we continue to remain ahead of the five-year average, even on emergence, we'll probably take another step down. You know, that's pretty typical of the market. No big hurry, going to consolidate, then drop to another level, consolidate, look for more information, and possibly drop to another level, and or come back up if something happens differently. But I think today a lot of the focus is on the fact that the dollar is higher. Mm-hmm. We've got the Fed coming out, you know, at 1 o'clock this afternoon. We've got the Chicago Fed president, who is a voting member of the Fed, and has been against rate hikes for this year, going to be speaking later today. And so I think that, you know, the focus is going to be on that more than anything else.
So let me ask you then, will technicians look for soybeans if the fundamentals prove to be true at 850 or something even less than 850?
Oh, I think the 850 to 860 area will be a strong area unless we're going to show that suddenly we have a mountain of beans coming because of a great growing season. You know, they're going to take their time before they really figure out what's going on. But you know, it's concerning because, you know, this month we broke the monthly trend line on November.
Yes.
that we had in place, you know, from September and October of last year, you know, and the minute that you're looking at that, now you're looking at the potential, even if you just look at the Bollinger Bands, you know, which project high and low, you know, the Bollinger Band goes all the way down to the 877. And so I do think that the possibility is there. 850 is a very psychological number, and I don't know if the farmer's going to be willing to sell, but I can tell you one thing. From working with farmers all my lifetime, you know, that the emotional part of marketing is very difficult. And if you suddenly find yourself in a market that just continues to look like it could go even lower, you can see a lot of really negative things happen because you suddenly end up with a lot of grain on the marketplace.
Let's turn our attention to the corn, which has also seen some declines recently, but not enough to push it below its current move. But let me ask you this. If we were to go below the current move, would that confirm the corrective top is in place in your mindset?
I believe so, yes. It certainly would, and I think, you know, especially if we drop through that, you know, the lowest we've been currently has been on 372 and a quarter. I think if we drop below that 372 and a quarter, it certainly looks like we've got the top in. The other concerning part that I see is the current weather conditions out in wheat country. You know, we don't need feed wheat as a competitor for corn right now. And if this rain doesn't let up, we could very much be looking at that. So I felt it was really good to see the crop ratings improve last week. But at the same time, we'll see once what this next week brings. And so I think if we suddenly find that the wheat is not coming in very well once we start to harvest, and that we've got a lot of protein loss and other problems, that could be the next thing that would perhaps put a knife into the heart of corn.
Do you think that July wheat 346 then is now in play?
Do I think 346 on July wheat?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you asked
me? No, July corn.
Oh, July corn. Okay,
sorry.
I was going to say wheat.
Yeah,
holy cow.
No,
you're
wheat.
Really negative, aren't you? Yikes. People say I'm too negative.
Yeah.
My gosh. I think it's a circumstance, yes, that could very easily happen. You know, especially in light of a growing crop. You know, the crop size in Argentina continues to grow. The one positive on that side is if the dollar doesn't continue to fall, We may see Argentina hold off before they really hit the market hard with anything until we get to the October election. But if that October election doesn't go the way they want it to, they're going to be dumping. There's no two ways about it.
Thank you, Jackie.
Well, thank you, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group in Champaign, Illinois. And for those who heard me say 346 July wheat, you now can get up off the floor. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat is 545 and it's up 5. December 570 and 3 quarters, up 3 and a half. Soft July 512, up 1 and 3 quarters. December 532 and a half, down 1. July corn 360 and a half, down 1 and a half. December 378 and a quarter, down 2. July beans 941 and a half, down 4 and 3 quarters. November 918, down 5 and a half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.